This conference will now be...
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Special Occupancy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of July 30th, 2021. Just want to remind everybody about background noise and keeping your computers muted. And if you're using a phone, please don't put it on hold. Please state your name each time you speak and TAC members whenever making motions and seconds. And please wait till the opportunity is provided for you to comment before you do. All right, I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. Don Whitehead, Don?
I'm here.
Very good. Doug Ahrens?
Yes.
Very good. Commissioner Bass, Jim? Okay. Con Coyle?
I'm here.
Very good. Elijah Flowers?
I'm here.
Michelle Haynes?
I'm present.
All right. My understanding is that Alyssa Lotain will be here for Richard Hilburn. Is Alyssa on? Okay. Crystal Myers? Bob Vincent? Scott Waltz?
Here.
I'm glad, because that just gives us the quorum. So we have 6 of 10 members constituting a quorum. So we're free to proceed. Have any other TAC members joined the call since I took roll call? So, Don, if you want to go ahead and get a motion to approve the agenda and then the minutes and then turn it to me. And my understanding is that you have a request to amend the agenda to include an additional errata. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and...
So do that first?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and... So on this particular one, we need two motions. We need a motion to amend the agenda to include the errata that you provided, which was submitted on July 26, based on the potential error was only recently discovered, and there's good cause to add it to the agenda because it may impact the code, and it will be beneficial for the TAC to consider it and provide a recommendation to the commission during this new errata process. And then once we get that motion, we go back and get a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Okay, I'd like to add to the agenda and to amend our change to add 453.9.1 as a reference to ASCE 7, a section in ASCE 7 which has been relocated from 7-10 to 7-16. It's just a minor code reference section number that changed, and it's confusing in the code if it stays the way it is now.
Okay. So that's 453.91.
Yes.
Loading requirements is changing the reference on the IBC to the IC. Okay.
To 1C, yeah.
Yeah. Is anybody want to make a motion to amend the agenda to include this second errata?
Scott Waltz, I'm making a motion to include the new errata.
Is there a second? We need a second. Don, you can make the second if you'd like.
I'll make the second.
All right, I'll go ahead and call this motion since you're sort of involved in it, if that's all right with you, and then I'll turn it to you for the other motion.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second to amend the agenda to include a second errata regarding 453.91 loading requirements, which was submitted on July 26, 2021 for consideration. This potential error was only recently discovered, and there is good cause to add it to the agenda because it may impact the code, and it will be beneficial for the TAC to consider it and provide a recommendation to the commission during this new errata process. So the motion, the second, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Are there any opposed? All right, it's unanimous on a vote of 6-0 in favor. And Don, if you just get a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Okay, I'd like to have a motion to, well, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, motion is favored. All right, motion is accepted unanimously. Okay, I'd like to have another, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted on online on the agenda. Is there a second?
Michelle Haynes, second.
Okay, I have a motion, a second. All those in favor of the minutes as posted, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the minutes are accepted unanimously. Jeff?
Thank you, Don. Okay, so what we're here to do today is to consider now two errata, and what I'll do is for each one is I'll ask the... Yes, sir.
I think Alyssa Lotain may have joined the call.
Okay, thanks. Alyssa, have you joined the call? Yes, I see that.
I am here. I'm remote, so I'll try to participate as much as I can.
Did you vote on the
vote on the last time item?
On the minutes, you mean?
Yep.
I did not, but I would say yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
We now have seven members present. I will ask the proponent to give a brief overview. If they want to add any additional information, I'll ask if members of the public wish to speak in favor, any opposed, 3-minute time limit, as always on code processes, and then I'll come back to the TAC for the TAC's recommendation, either for approval or denial, and then we'll proceed from there. So let's go ahead and start. The first one is FTFBCB, Chapter 4, Errata Number 1, submitted by Don Whitehead on behalf of the Department of Education. Don?
Okay, House Bill 149 is approved by the governor on June 21st, prohibits timeout rooms in the state, effective today, which was July 1st. Therefore, we would like to remove the timeout room section and any references to timeout rooms from Section 453 of Florida Building Code, Volume Building.
Okay. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in support?
Joe Belcher, FHVA in support.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Does anybody wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, I'm going to go to the TAC. Is a TAC member wish to make a motion either to approve or to deny on this proposed errata?
Can I make the motion, Jeff?
You're allowed to. I guess it's preferable for someone else to do it, but Robert's Rules does allow to do it.
If it's on the sidewalk, I'll make a motion to approve.
Very good. Looking for a second.
Elijah Flowers, second.
We have a motion and a second from Waltz and Flowers, respectively. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the motion passes unanimously. And then, so now we have the second one. I guess we could call it STFBCB Chapter 4, Errata Number 2, which is also submitted by Don Whitehead from the Department of Education. Don?
So, we just brought this, attention was brought to this, about this error in the code. References ASCE 7, and of course you know that in 2020, the SCE 7 references changed from 2010 version to 2016 version, and the numbering changed between those two versions. And so we'd like to change the reference in the code from at the bottom of the 453.9.1 to figure 26.5-1B to 26.5-1C. So wind load map reference.
Okay, thank you, Don. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in support?
Joe Belcher, FHVA in support.
Very good, thank you, Joe. Anybody else? Okay. Is there anybody who wishes to, from the public wishing to speak in opposition? Hearing none, I'm going to go to the TAC. Is there a motion?
That Walt's motion to approve.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Feel free to make it yourself, Don, if you'd like.
Okay, I'll make a second.
We have a motion and a second from Waltz and Whitehead, respectively. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? And the motion carries unanimously on a 7-0 vote. Both submitted errata are recommended to the commission for approval. And that, is there any public, any other public comment? Or any TAC member comment or any staff comment?
Yeah, this is Mom and Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mom. Good afternoon. I just want to let the committee know and also the attendees that we have. Yesterday we sent out a mass email letting everybody know that the tracking charts and the detailed report, which encompasses the 2021 I-code changes, which will be reviewed in September and October by the Technical Advisory Committee, are now posted on the system and available for your review. So if you have any question or anything, please let us know. The special occupancy meeting will be September 24th, and the meeting, it would be on-site and via conference call, webinar. So you could call in or you can come to the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. All right. Unless there's any other comment or question, Don, if you'd go ahead and adjourn us.
Okay. Since we covered the agenda items, Jake, I want you to adjourn the meeting.
You can just, say we stand adjourned.
All right, we stand adjourned.
Very good. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.